Let's go through our starting lineups that we just had announced for Roscommon. They will start number 4, a freshman, Zoe Kaufman. Number 5, senior, Tessa Hellini. Number 23, a junior, Elisa Terry. Number 24, senior, Madison Humphrey. And number 33, freshman, Alexis Carper. As for the Oscoda Owls, they will start number 1, freshman, Luella Whipke. Number 2, a sophomore, Ava Gooch. Number 4, senior, Ellie Kellstrom. Number 12, senior, Mia Whipke. And number 22, sophomore, Kingsley Backstrom. Backstrom and Carper stand at the center circle, controlled by Roscommon. We are underway. Bringing it up for the Bucks is number 5, Hellini. Hellini up top to Elisa Terry. Terry right side. Back to Hellini. Now they swing it over to the left side. Now inside Carper at the free throw line. She dribbles, kicks it out. Tipped away by Whipke and stolen by the Owls. Oscoda moving right to left. Right side, Mia Whipke behind the three-point line. A little bit off. Rebound pulled down by number 4 for Roscommon, Zoe Kaufman. Kaufman hands it to Carper. Will then get it to Terry. And Elisa Terry will bring it up. Right side for Hellini. Hellini gets it back up top. Number 4, Kaufman, tries to get it inside, tipped away by the Owls, and then off of Carper. And it will go to Oscoda. 2 forced early turnovers by Oscoda's defense.
Yeah, something that the Bucks don't want here is turning the ball over like that, because it'll come back and it'll bite them. Bite them right in the shorts.
Freshman Luella Whipke will jog it across. Gets to the volleyball line, gets a screen from Kellstrom, goes left side to Gooch. Gooch, stop and pop three, left wing, a little bit off. Rebound, tipped around, controlled by Luella Whipke, who then turns it over, throwing it back up top. And here comes Hellini. Hellini kicks outside to Terry, who will bring it out for the Roscommon Bucks. Goes right side, back to Hellini. Hellini back up top to Terry, swing it to the left side. Owls in a... looks like a 2-3 zone. Right side now. Cross court pass. Kaufman. Kaufman thought about the three. Now drives towards the baseline. And now will come back out and go up top to Elisa Terry. Right side, Hellini. As the Bucks try to swing it around this zone. Back up top to Kaufman. Kaufman goes inside to Humphrey. Humphrey ball on the ground. Loses it, but recovered by Roscommon. Shot up. Got it with the foul. Zoe Kaufman takes advantage of the loose ball, goes up and scores, and the Bucks strike first.
Well, they go from almost turning the ball over to a really, really heads-up play by Zoe Kaufman. The freshman there picks up that ball, takes a little pop shot, gets fouled, and converts. No, she doesn't.
Rebound to Kingsley Backstrom. Quickly come up floor, the Owls. Left side, Ellie Kellstrom open for three. A little short. Rebound pulled down by Humphrey. Bounce pass up court to Hellini. Hellini tries to dump it down low, and it's swatted out of bounds by Mia Whipke. It'll stay with Roscommon. 5:53 to play in our first quarter. 2-0. Roscommon over Oscoda. They've had the ball for almost the entire time. Right side, Elisa Terry. She'll jog it back up cross. Up top. Now cross court, left side. That's Kaufman. Kaufman standing way behind three-point line to Hellini in the short. Now goes right back out to Carper now, handoff into the corner, and we've got a 3-second in the paint on Humphrey and another Roscommon turnover.
Yeah, it's 3 turnovers early already, 5:37 left in the first. But Roscommon holding on to that narrow 2-0 lead.
Luella Whipke will walk it across for the Oscoda Owls, get a stream from Backstrom. She'll back into a three, blocked by Carper. Rebound comes down to Zoe Kaufman. Kaufman brings it up the left side, goes behind her back, stop and pop, three, a little long. Rebound, Mia Whipke. She'll hand it off to Luella. Luella, left side, Ellie Kellstrom open for three, knock it down.
Yeah, you know it wouldn't take long before they start hitting the threes, and here's the pressure now.
3-2, Oscoda into the press, stolen by Mia Whipke, blocked inside as she drives. Rebound comes down to Hellini, who then turns it over. And here come the Owls. Luella Whipke jogs it across. Bounce pass right side. Mia Whipke into a three. Short. And we have a foul. Is that going to send Whipke to the line to shoot three? I think it will. Foul goes on number five. That is Helene, her first, team first. Mia Wipke at the line to shoot three.
So we'll get to see how the Owls do from the free throw line, which is always an important part of the game. Mark Toppy calls over Luella Wipke and has a little advice for her, sends her back on the court, and we'll see how her sister does at the line.
First free throw by Mia is good. This game brought to you in part by Coletta Air of Oscoda, Ahead of Time Salon and Nails of Oscoda, Clearview Car Wash in Oscoda, Andy's Dallas, and Travis Sanitation of Oscoda. Mia Wipke, second leading scorer, averaging about 12.5 points per game, knocks home the second free throw. Makes it 5-2 Owls. One more free throw to go. Sets and fires, 3-for-3.
Heck of a job there.
Into that 1-2-1-1 press for the Owls, and they're going to get a steal. Luella Wipke under the basket to Ava Gooch. Can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Kaufman. Zoe Kaufman, the freshman for Roscommon, will toss it to Elisa Terry. Almost halfway through our first quarter, 6-2 Oscoda. Zoe Kaufman right side into the paint. That's Humphrey. Drives inside, has the ball ripped away by Mia Wipke.
Sixth turnover for the Bucks already.
Oh, man. Luella Wipke drives inside. She'll be fouled at the top of the key, so she will, the Owls will keep possession. Second team foul on Roscommon. Elisa Terry's first foul.
Fell out of bounds right in front of the table below us.
Sophomore Ava Gooch will inbound, goes to Luella Wipke. 6-2 Owls, screen from Backstrom. Wipke drives right side, kick to the corner. Mia Wipke for three, knock it down! 6 points for Mia Wipke. Into the press now are the Owls. And Terry is stuck, gets it up court to Humphrey. Humphrey into the paint to Carper, and a foul coming on Ellie Kellstrom as she tried to break up that pass. 9-2 Oscoda.
That's how you do break the press, though, just like they did it there. You got to pass that ball up to half court. Got to have your forwards coming back to watch for that because they're working that trap as soon as they touch the ball.
Quickly inbound to Helene is Roscommon, and now it goes up top to Terry. Lisa Terry, who's been running the show. Right side to Helene, up top to Terry, left side Kaufman, now inside Humphrey, good passing. Humphrey up at the rim, can't get it to go, knocked out of bounds by Backstrom, and it'll stay with the Roscommon Bucks. 3:41 to play in our first quarter, 9-2 Oscoda. Terry inbound to Kaufman, pump fake a three, drives, Wipke reaches in, no foul call, bounce pass right side Helene.
Coach Helene. Kaufman certainly wanted one there.
He probably should have got one, to be honest with him. Terry is up top. Goes right side, Helene. Inside now, down low, Kaufman. Pump fake. Shot up, no good. Rebound on the ground. Loose ball. And popped up to the Owls. Here comes Mia Wipke. Mia Wipke drives right side and loses it right out of bounds as she took a tumble. Timeout, Roscommon. Take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC brought to you in part by A. Curly Contracting of Oscoda, Instaco Premium Products of Oscoda, Northeastern Window and Door in Harrisville and Alpena, and Hungry Howie's Pizza of Oscoda and East Tallis. Owls get back into that 1-2-1-1 press as they will reach in. Good job by Elisa Terry dribbling through it before the trap could get set, and a reach-in foul will be called on Mia Wipke, her first, team second. And now the Owls will come back out of the press as Terry will jog it up for Roscommon. Right side, Kaufman inside, knocked away by Backstrom. And off of Humphrey of Roscommon.
Yeah, good quick hands down there underneath, down low by Kingsley Backstrom. And tipped it right off of Humphrey out of bounds. Owls ball, another turnover.
Luella Wipke, left side to Ava Gooch. Ava Gooch drives into the lane. She gets pushed off the spot. They're going to go a travel before the blocking foul. It had conflicting calls. Two officials had the foul. One had the travel. They're going to go with the travel. It's a turnover for the Owls. And now they'll settle into kind of a three-quarter court trap. They're going to go more diamond press here.
Little 1-3-1.
Yep, and Baxter knocks it out of bounds. This is a different press. They did this last year, too, where they're going to change up their presses. And now they'll just fall back into a 2-3 zone as Roscommon will inbound from across the timeline. Helini, left side to Terry. 2.5 minutes to play in our first quarter. 9-2 Oscoda in this girls' district semifinal. Up top to Kaufman. Kaufman right side. Terry open corner three. A little bit long. Knocked out of bounds by the Owls.
Yes, that's what I had. I had it going off the fingertips of Mia Wipke. 2:22 left. 9-2 low scoring first quarter here. Glad you joined us tonight on 104.7. We're ready for district basketball.
Madison Snyder checks in for Roscommon, throws it into the backcourt. She didn't have to throw it back in. It's turned over. Cross-court pass, Mia Wipke into a three. Little long. Rebound pulled down by Tessa Helini. 34, Madison Snyder checked in for 23, Elisa Terry. So Snyder, she'll be easy to recognize today with the giant knee brace on. She'll be one I'll be able to remember. Snyder's got the knee brace. Full leg brace. Left side is Helini. She'll go to the free throw line. Carper. Kaufman, a deep right wing three. A little long. And it'll be out of bounds off of Oscoda.
That's twice now. Mia Wipke's got her hands on the rebound but couldn't hang on to it. And knocked it out of bounds for another possession for the Bucks.
Quick to the left wing. That is Snyder blocked by Backstrom. Rebound to Kaufman. And she couldn't finish. Here come the Owls. Backstrom gets it. Fade away at the rim. Can't get the roll. Knocked out of bounds by Roscommon.
Yeah.
9-2 Oscoda, 1:40 to play here in our first quarter. Mia Wipke with 6 of the 9 points. Ellie Kellstrom the other 3. It's up top to Mia Wipke. Right side, Luella Wipke. Inside, Backstrom. She goes with a drop step. Can't get it to go. She hits the deck. Rebound comes down to Humphrey. We'll hand it to Madison Snyder. Snyder dribbling up top, looking for a hole in the zone that the Owls extend out. Carper at the free throw line, a jumper, no good. Rebound pulled down by Helini, who takes a dribble and scores. Makes it 9-4, 1:13 to play. Luella Wipke, pull up three, knock it down. Makes it 12-4, 1:05 to play here in our first quarter. And now a turnover is Roscommon.
That should be Roscommon ball if she deflected it on the turnover. Kind of surprised at that.
Looks like they're going to say no deflection. They're going to say
yep.
Overthrown. So the Owls with the basketball leading 12-4. Gooch ready to take the basketball on the short corner here. Gets it up top to Luella Wipke. 56 seconds remaining in the quarter. Ellie Kellstrom sets a screen. Wipke works to the left side. Bounce pass to Wipke. Left wing three. Too long. And rebound is touched by Roscommon going out of bounds as Tessa Helini tried to grab it and didn't realize. I don't think she realized how close she was to the sideline.
Yeah, she lets that go. It's Roscommon ball. But with 47 left here in the first quarter, Oscoda will get another rock at it.
And Roscommon just trying to be aggressive. Nothing wrong with that. It's just an effort play that didn't work out. Luella Wipke has the basketball up by the half-court line. Calls out the play. She'll just drive. Toss inside Backstrom, who gets hammered. No call. And rebound comes down to Carper. Kaufman will walk it across. 25 seconds left in the quarter. Snyder with the basketball up top. Back to Kaufman right side. She pump fakes the three. Trying to dribble away from Ava Gooch. Drives and can't get it to go. Backstrom with the rebound. 13 seconds remaining in the quarter. Backstrom gives it to Luella Wipke. Inside to Backstrom. Backstrom stop blocked inside. And rebound comes down to Carper. 5 seconds remaining. Carper's got to get this one up. Step through and she's going to travel. Oh, she made it from half court. But, oh, man. But it's a travel leading into it.
Well, what do you know there?
6 seconds left.
She stopped her dribble and lost it, then took one big step, and they called the travel, and she shot it at the same time, and she cans it from the logo, but it won't count.
Not going to count, and the Owls will inbound medal in the quarter. At the end of one, it's Oscoda 12 and Roscommon 4 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball in WKJC brought to you in part by Napa Auto Parts of Oscoda, Augray, and East Dallas, and the Bresch Funeral Homes of Oscoda, Augray, Hale, Prescott, Tallis City, and Twining. Owls lead 12-4 after one. Bounce pass to Mia Whipke, goes up and scores. A layup on a great give and go with Kingsley Backstrom. She's got 8 points, and it's 14-4 Oscoda. Terry back into the game, stopped at half court, turns it over to the Owls. Ellie Kellstrom goes into the lane and kick out Ava Gooch, corner three. Little long, gets her own rebound. No, and she lost it. Now she'll foul Umphrey. 14-4, high-paced game.
Yeah.
And I think you told me at the break, so that makes 10 turnovers now for Roscommon?
It is, correct. You are correct, 10 turnovers.
And so the Owl press has been doing a fantastic job. Kaufman standing. Terry, we got to be getting close to a 10-second. They get it across. Backstrom tips it out of bounds. And so that is probably the best-case scenario for Roscommon. They get to inbound.
So what I'm noticing so far, really, is Roscommon doesn't have any, like, pure shooters. They're having trouble getting the shots off, you know. They made a couple puppies down low, but that's it.
Yeah, I've not had a lot of interest in shooting from distance.
No.
Number 12, McPherson. Molly McPherson has the ball for Roscommon. She'll bounce it to Terry. Lisa Terry will drive, kick right side, Kaufman. Kaufman to Umphrey in the right corner. She drives through Backstrom, just backs her right down to the paint. And she'll walk with it. Oh, jump ball. Okay. But this will be staying with Roscommon.
Yep.
6:48 to play here in our second quarter. 14-4 Oscoda. Terry will inbound underneath. Go to McPherson. McPherson into the paint. Shot no good. Out of bounds off of McPherson. So it'll be Oscoda basketball.
She's got to be a good Irish girl there, Bradley.
There's
Molly
no
McPherson.
Way. Molly McPherson is not full-on Irish descent.
It's yeah, 0%. She's probably from Dublin.
Luella Whipke will bring it up for the Owls. One of the most fun names to say in basketball, Luella Whipke. Ava Gooch bounce pass to Backstrom at the free throw line. She drives down the right lane, blocked by Carper, and a
3 second violation.
Three in the key. That must have been on
Kellstrom.
On Kellstrom. Owls fade back in that 1-3-1 diamond press. About two-thirds court. And throwing it over the top. It picked off by Backstrom. The Owls bring it up. Came across like a free safety, picking that one off. Luella Whipke, right side, Ava Gooch. Gooch drives baseline, bounce pass inside. Backstrom goes up through some contact. No good. And then a foul called on Backstrom. That's probably just some frustration because she has been fighting through some contact down low and has not gotten a call.
Well, you know, of all nights, Roscommon's catching they're actually catching Kingsley Backstrom on and off night tonight. She's been blocked twice down low.
Umphrey inside, blocked by Kingsley Backstrom. Rebound though to Carper. Kaufman pump fake a three, left side McPherson. That shot got blocked, but rebound Umphrey who scores. So Umphrey makes it 14-6. Whipke left side to Ava Gooch. Gooch has it knocked out of her hand. She'll go grab it. Dribble it back up top. She'll just drive all the way through right to the rim, and then a foul called on the drive. That is the third team foul on Roscommon. They're going to put that on number 12, Molly McPherson, her first.
Third on the Bucks.
Thanks to Chad Meyer back to the radio station, keeping us sounding good today. Our guy.
Yeah, and thanks to Hungry Howie's for the pizza and wings they sent us.
Oh, he's a big fan of that. Gooch will inbound. She'll go up top to Mia Whipke. Right side, Luella. Back up top, Mia Whipke. Wide open for three. Too long. Rebound pulled down by Umphrey. Terry will bring it up for Roscommon. Jogs across the half-court line. Goes left side. Luella Whipke read it. Knocked it away. It hit off a fan.
And she's going to give the fan a hug who she batted the ball into her nose of. Everybody's okay. Everybody's good. And they got a hug from Luella.
Roscommon will inbound again. Right side McPherson. McPherson up top to Terry. right side, Carper. Carper drives baseline. Little running floater is good.
How about that little running baseline hook?
Makes it 14-8. Roscommon cutting into the lead a little bit. Luella Wipke bounce pass to Backstrom at the half at the free throw line. Tava Gooch wide open up top for three. Way off left. Hard rebound comes down to Ava Gooch, who runs and gets it after the loose ball. Inside Backstrom. Backstrom too strong. Gets her own rebound after a tip by Kellstrom. Cross court to Gooch. Wide open corner three. Knock it down. What a pass by Ellie Kellstrom. Makes it 17-8. Oskoda back to the press. Down low. Picked off by Luella Wipke. Another turnover out of the press. Wipke to the right corner. Ava Gooch, same spot. Same result. Timeout, Roscommon. 20-8 Oscoda on WKJC, your power station for sports. Oscoda in this district semifinal. Roscommon had scored the last 4 points, but then Oscoda gets a flurry off of two threes by Ava Gooch that forced a timeout. And now Roscommon dribbles through the press. Down low to Kaufman, up at the bucket and scores.
Real nice there. That was the best little bit of offensive movement the Bucks have had tonight. Nice passing, nice rotation, nice finish.
Makes it 20-10. It's Roscommon. They can play a little defense here. You know, stop the threes. They're going to be all right. We have another 3 second that will send the ball back to Roscommon. They can just keep playing defense. They can fight their way back in it.
You might see that call once in 16 high school games. You saw it twice already in the first half here tonight.
First half of a basketball game. Right side, number 22 with the basketball.
Don't give up that dribble.
And they continue to give up dribble. 22 is not on the roster. We're going to have to get who this is, as that's a 10-second violation as Terry and number 22 were trying to get it across and couldn't. So Backstrom will check in as Kylie Ely checks out. Luella Wipke with the basketball for Oskoda. 3:20 left in our first half. Wipke drives right down the right side, and left-hand layup no good. Out of bounds off of Roscommon.
Yeah. She went down trying to push up a little finger roll, hit low iron, and bounded right off the Bucks' defense.
Ava Gooch will trigger from underneath, looking for Backstrom. That's not there. She'll go up top. Ellie Kellstrom, open three. Little short. Rebound fought for, controlled by number 22 for Roscommon. She'll stop, go up top to Helini. Helini back to number 22 for three. No good.
I love it.
I'll try and get you
a
name.
We'll try and get one.
Later on.
Good old 22 blue.
Number 22 is Kyle Traver. That's what the other radio station is telling us, so that's good. Left side, Mia Wipke. Mia Wipke drives inside. Floater. No good. Rebound on the ground, still loose, and travel.
They call a travel on Caper after she had the rebound.
So it'll be Oskoda basketball. And up top to Mia Wipke. Mia Wipke to Luella Wipke. Inside Backstrom. Backstrom step through, scores.
Nice movement by Oskoda. Nice finish by Oskoda. 22-10.
And that one picked off out of the press by Oskoda as they tried to get it down low. Trying to throw it over the press, and Kingsley Backstrom just read it. She's probably got 3-4 steals in this game already. Ava Gooch right side for the Owls, leading by 12. Ellie Kellstrom inside to Backstrom. Backstrom over the left shoulder, no good. And rebound pulled down by Carper. 2 minutes to play in our first half, 22-10 for Oskoda. This ladies' semifinal in district basketball. Carper at the right short corner. Bounce pass to Kaufman at the block. Off the glass and good. And
nice Kaufman shot inside by Kaufman.
Kaufman's got six. Makes it 22-12. Luella Wipke walks it across. Bounce pass to Backstrom. Behind her to Ava Gooch, but a little behind. Picked off by Traver. Who will hand it off to Terry. Right side, Kaufman, pump fake three. Luella Wipke flies by, back to Terry. Now back to Kaufman, right side. Wipke recovers. And now Carper in that right corner. Up top, Terry. Left side, Traver to Kaufman. Left corner, three. Little long. Rebound pulled down by Backstrom. Hands it off to Wipke. Luella Wipke will walk it across. 1:07 to play in our first half. 22-12. Low scoring game here. Wipke on the right side, up top, Ellie Kellstrom, pump fake three. She'll drive, bounce pass Backstrom. Backstrom up top, Mia Wipke, open three. Soft for him, but no good. And rebound pulled down by Carper. 49 seconds to play in the half. Terry will walk it across. Right side, Kaufman. Kaufman back up top to Terry here for Roscommon with the basketball, trailing by 10. Drive to the free throw line, step through, pass outside, out of bounds, off the official. And so that should be off of Oscoda. There we go. As it was last tipped by Backstrom, who's going to get a breather. Checking in, Kylie Ely. Traver checks out for Roscommon. Looks like Helini back in for her, and she gets the basketball. Back right side for Terry. 30 seconds remaining in the half. Terry goes right side to Kaufman. Kaufman dribbling back up top to Terry. Left side tipped away by Wipke, then chased down by Roscommon, and we're going to go out of bounds, I think, is where we're going, because it shouldn't have been an over and back. So I think we're going out of bounds off the right far end line. Turnover to Oscoda.
17, Oscoda will lobby for one shot here.
Luella Wipke dribbles up top. 10 seconds remaining. They'll run their action. Screen coming by Kellstrom. Right side, Mia Wipke, open corner three. A little short. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Roscommon.
Yep.
With 2.7 seconds remaining in the half, Oscoda should get one more crack at this.
They'll have to get it up quick, in and up.
Gugel inbound, up top Kellstrom to Ely. Ely fouled with 0.4 left on the clock. That's just going to be the fourth team foul. That should be nothing doing. So now you just got to pretty much toss it at the rim and hope for the best.
Pretty good foul, actually. Good foul to take there.
It really is. A second on number 23, Terry. Yeah, it was inbound. Gooch fires it and off to the left. Not sure if she got it up in time or not. But at halftime, it is Oscoda 22, and it is Roscommon 12 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Halftime here from Oscoda. It is the Oscoda Owls 22, the Roscommon Bucks 12 in this district semifinal in girls basketball Division 3. Let's take it through the scoring. Leading all scorers was Mia Wipke with 8 points for Oscoda. Ava Gooch had 6 points. They came about 30 seconds apart. Then it was Luella Wipke and Ellie Kellstrom with 4. Kingsley Backstrom had 2. As for the Roscommon Bucks, they were led by Zoe Kaufman with 6 points. And then it was Tessa Helini, Madison Umphrey, and Alexis Carper each having 2 to get us to our 22-12 score. So if you would have told Roscommon you're only going to give up 22 points in the first half, I think they'd take that.
Yeah, absolutely. They did a good job rebounding in the first half, too. They picked up 20 boards, and the Owls only had 9. Leading the way on the rebound side of things for the Bucks was Madison Umphrey and Alexis Carper, both with 5. So here we go to start the second, Bradley.
Luella Wipke will bring it in for the Owls, screened by Backstrom. Wipke will just dribble it back up top, left side Kellstrom, back up top to Wipke. Wipke pump fake, right side Ava Gooch, inside Backstrom. Hop step over her right shoulder. Can't get the roll. Rebound controlled by Ellie Kellstrom. Mia Wipke, left wing three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Alexis Carper. Carper will get it to Terry. And the Roscommon Bucks will try to cut into this lead. Winner will take on Alcona, who handled the Dallas area Braves in game one. Carper inside. Over the left shoulder. Short on the hook shot. And out of bounds off Oscoda, as no one was able to get the rebound.
Bucks just need to score some of their shots here early in the second half, and they can get right back in, put a little nerve in Oscoda on the second half.
Make them make some shots. Right now, Owls are not hot, that's for sure. Had Ava Gooch knocked down two. Mia Wipke got started a little early, but other than that, it's been tough for offense for the Owls. Up top now is Elise Terry. Hands off to Helini. Left side, Kaufman. Back up top to Terry. Helini, right side to Carper. In, she loses it. And it will go out of bounds to the Owls.
That's unfortunate. That's a turnover that they didn't need. And that's something that in the first half, they had 13 turnovers to Oscoda 6. So one of the things you can't do as the underdog is turn the ball over that many times.
Roscommon will press now. They get into a classic kind of 2-1-2 press. Owls dribble right through it. Backstrom up at the rim and can't get the friendly roll. She just can't buy one today. Rebound to Carper. Kaufman will bring it up for Roscommon. Now to Terry back at the volleyball line. Right side, Helini. Roscommon's done a good job slowing this game down. Carper up over the top of Backstrom. No good. She gets the rebound. Backstrom will bring it up for the Owls. She'll bring it across half court and hand it off to Luella Wipke, and now they're going to get a push foul on Roscommon.
Well, the girl ran into Backstrom not once, not twice, but three times. Finally, the third time, the official said, well, I better blow the whistle before the whole crowd riots against me.
It's not going to be good. Number five, Helini, picks up the foul, her second, team first. Luella Wipke with the basketball up top. She goes right side to Ava Gooch. Ava Gooch down low to Backstrom. Backstrom will be fouled by Umphrey. As a blocking foul on Umphrey, as Backstrom tried to dribble down the baseline.
That's a tough call to take and a tough call to make, because I tell you what, Umphrey did nothing to make that contact happen. All that contact came from Backstrom, and nonetheless, she picks up the foul.
Gooch will trigger from underneath, looking, will finally get it into Wipke in the corner. Luella Wipke right side to Gooch, who will loose it out of bounds. Roscommon bench wanted a foul.
They got the turnover, though. They'll be happy with that. They'll inbound right in front of the Oscoda bench.
Terry will bring it up for Roscommon. Again, 22-12. Not a lot of scoring in this game. And inside to Carper. Carper, a little running floater, no good. Rebound comes down to Mia Wipke. Wipke to Ava Gooch. Ava Gooch will dribble it up towards the half-court line. Getting harassed by Kaufman, and finally a foul is called. I think neither side is very happy with the officiating. Both coaches are getting on these officials a lot. For the most part, I think they've done a pretty good job.
Three quick fouls out of the gate here for the Bucks in the second half, though.
Yeah, that's not good for Roscommon. I mentioned it, to have a, you know, nothing wrong with a lot of fouls, but you want them used at the right time. Inside, Ellie Kellstrom can't get it to go. And a rebound comes down to Umphrey. Roscommon, if they could just get any offense going, they could find themselves right in this game. They're getting the stops they need. They just can't score. Right side now, Helini. Helini up top to Terry. Terry left side is Kaufman. Kaufman back up top. Helini into the corner. Terry. Terry down to Carver. Knocked out of bounds by Kingsley Backstrom.
Yeah, just missing that pure shooter that can light it up. Have not seen that. If they're doing it, they're doing a good job of hiding it from me tonight.
And tried to get a download at Carper. Knocked out of bounds by Wipke.
Going to stay with blue as Wipke let it roll off her fingertips out of bounds. So Roscommon will get yet another opportunity here with 5:20 left in the third.
Inbound to the left corner. Helini to the free throw line. Carper. Right side, Kaufman open for three. Long. Rebound pulled down by Backstrom. She dribbles. It's taken away by Kaufman. Up at the rim. Foul. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Ellie Kellstrom will pick up the foul.
Foul number four.
So a good rebound by Backstrom, and then a steal right away from Backstrom. And this will be the first trip to the line in the second half. And again, these are so critical. They got to make these free throws.
Makes the first. So Kaufman gets the first points of the second half. She's the only player on Roscommon with more than 2 points. She has seven. Makes it 22-13. 22-14. Back to that press. Luella Wipke will bring it up. Looks like it might just be full court. Man-to-man, they get the turnover. Here comes Roscommon. As Kaufman in the lane. Layup, no good. Rebound by Carper, though, and it comes down to Umphrey. And now we've got a foul. No, a double dribble underneath. Umphrey double dribbles back to the Owls. It is full court man. And timeout, Oscoder. Take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball in WKJC brought to you in part by State Farm agent Sean Clark of Oscoda, Viking Marine of Hubbard Lake, and Lakeview Manor Healthcare Center of Dallas City. The Owls turn it over out of the timeout, but then Roscommon turns it right back over to them. Now here come the Owls. Wipke will jog it across the half-court line and set up the Owls' offense. They lead 22-14. Left wing three, Gooch, no good. Rebound pulled down by Carper. She continues to have a strong day on the glass. And Roscommon with the basketball, trailing by eight. About halfway through our third quarter, the only 2 points in this quarter are scored by free throws by Roscommon. Carper at the free throw line. Runs in, can't get it to go. Rebound. Knocked out of bounds by Backstrom.
Yeah. Almost thought there was a foul on Backstrom there as she kind of ripped at the arms of Umphrey when Umphrey came down with that board.
Officials are deciding to let a lot of things go today, a lot of contact go. Helene bounce pass to Terry in the corner. She tries to just bounce pass it out to avoid a travel. It's picked off by Gooch. Another turnover by the Bucks. Gooch will hand it to Luella Wipke. Wipke bounce right side, picked off by Kaufman. Here comes Kaufman, left hand layup, good. Kaufman bringing the Bucks back. And thrown out of bounds by the Owls.
So this pressure now by the Bucks is causing great confusion for the Oscoda Lady Owls. And Toppy's already taken one timeout. We'll see if he takes another one if the Bucks score on this trip.
22-16. Inside and turned over by Roscommon. Carper couldn't handle the pass. Wipke tried to get it down low to Backstrom. It's stolen by the Bucks. Here comes Helene. Gets it to Snyder. Snyder will just jog it back out. Left side, Kaufman. 10 points on the night for Kaufman. Right side, Helene. Dribbles into a mid-range jumper. Good! Back within four. It's 22-18. Back to the press. Aggressive trapping here by Roscommon. The Owls able to break it. Gooch will bring it up right to the lane. She'll be fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two.
Once again, Umphrey in the wrong place at the wrong time. She's just standing there, and she ran into her, and she's going to take the foul, and it's going to be a shooting foul this time.
Gooch will go to the line to shoot two while she does that. No, they're going to say on the floor. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Either way, this game brought to you in part by Janice Tire and Auto of Oscoda and Tawa City, Asable Services of Oscoda, MJ Salon of Oscoda, Zubac Motors of Oscoda, and Huron 1010 Event of Oscoda. 22-18, Oscoda. Now, are we changing it now back to a shooting foul? See what they decide now. Gooch walked to the free throw line. They got this one right. This was a shooting foul.
Well, that's what we and everybody else in the building thought.
They got that one right. Ava Gooch will take a couple of dribbles, fire the first free throw off to the left. This game brought to you in part by Alpena Community College of Oscoda and Alpena Auto Tech of East Dallas and Colvin Heating and Cooling, serving Northeast Michigan. Ava Gooch, second free throw is good. Averages 6 points on the year. She's got seven now. And it's 23-18. The Owls able to set up their press for the first time this half. Back to that diamond press. And Bucks break it. Into the lane, Snyder! Got it to go!
And no foul. It's unbelievable on that.
Ran over Backstrom. It's got to be a foul on somebody. They decide no call. Wipke, a mid-range jumper. Good. Luella Wipke.
Now they're pounding it both ways, scoring some baskets now.
25-20. And we have Traver bring it through the press. She will be fouled. Only the second team foul on the Owls. It's on Gooch. Her second, team second. Inbound to Snyder. 25-20 Oscoda. Roscommon pushing the Owls, giving everything they got. Traver back to Snyder. We'll handle it up top. Up at the volleyball line. Kaufman back to Snyder. Now we've got a foul on Humphrey. She pushed Luella Wipke to the ground.
Foul number 24. Humphrey.
Her third, team fifth.
A lot of game left to have three fouls right now for Humphrey for the kind of positioning work she does underneath.
Luella Wipke will grab. She will dribble through the pressure. Dribbles right through. Goes right side, Mia Wipke. Open three. Too long. Rebound tipped around, controlled by Humphrey. Quickly up court to Kaufman. Kaufman, hop step, right hand, no good. Rebound pulled down, and I think by Kaufman, she is fouled. And I think she's going to go to the line.
Absolutely. Zoe Kaufman, gutsy little performer. Got down there, got that hop step shot off, picked up her own rebound, and then got basically arm wrestled.
So she will go to the line. Kaufman, 10 points on the night. She's got four in the quarter and a chance to cut the lead to three. She'll get two shots. Here's the first. Too long. This game brought to you in part by Subway of Oscoda, Miles & Sons Insurance of Oscoda, Pinconning and Standish, and Irisa of Tawas City. Second free throw here by Kaufman to cut the Owl lead to four. Does it. Back to that press. Mia Wipke gets the basketball. Just dribbles right down the right sideline. Right to the rim. Blocked by Carper. Rebound by Snyder. And Roscommon. Chance to cut into the lead some more. It's 25-21. Left side. Cross to Kaufman. Right side to Traver. Traver back up top. Snyder. Uneasy in the building right now. Not the energy we had early. And a bounce pass down low, picked off by Kellstrom to Mia Wipke. Now to Luella Wipke. Left side, Ellie Kellstrom. Open left wing three. Knock it down. 28-21 Owls. Back to the press. Bounce pass a little bit behind Kaufman. They're still back at the free throw line. They get it up court to Humphrey. Humphrey guarded by Backstrom, spins around her left hand, and she only fouled and go to the line, shooting two.
Just when you think you got him trapped, Oscoda comes and the Lady Owls knock down a three-pointer, and they settle it back down and get the crowd right back into it.
We see that all the time with these traps of how big the three-point basket can be to kill these traps, because it's hard to defend against teams that shoot the three when you run a full-court press. Just not enough bodies. Humphrey at the line, shooting two, first one. Off the back iron, no good. 55.1 remaining in the third. It's 28-21 Oscoda. Roscommon winning the third quarter. Humphrey misses the second rebound, grabbed by Kellstrom to Luella Wipke. Luella Wipke will jog it through. Goes to Kellstrom at the free throw line. Back out Luella Wipke, pump fake three. Right side, Ava Gooch, open for three. No good. Rebound. Tipped around, one by Mia Wipke. Out to Luella Wipke, who will now stop and set up the offense. 36 seconds remaining in the quarter. Luella Wipke, left side, Mia Wipke, into a deep three. Misses everything. Backstrom will save it, and she stepped on the line, going out of bounds. Would have been grabbed by Roscommon anyway, so that's really the best thing for the Owls.
So with 27 seconds here, they'd certainly like to cut it to five.
And Snyder bounces it through. Somehow it finds its way to Humphrey. Scores! How did that ball roll through all of those players?
A little bit of luck there, Bradley, but they'll take it.
10 seconds remaining in the quarter. Mia Wipke, right side three, blocked by Carper. Rebound by Carper. 5 seconds remaining to Kaufman. Kaufman in the lane. No good. Carper at the buzzer. No good. At the end of three, it's Oscoda 28. And Roscommon cuts the lead. Down by only five, they have 23 on WKJC, your power station for sports.
$1. Top 4 is $1.
28-23, Roscommon mucked up the third quarter a little bit. Found their way to win that quarter 11-6. 10-point lead at halftime is now 5. And they just got some turnovers out of the press, and Oscoda continues to not be able to make buckets.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, Roscommon's done like one of the three things needed to beat a Giant, and they're still in it, so.
Carper running, floater in the lane, short again. She's been short on all of those. Rebound comes down to Ava Gooch. Oscoda will bring it across. Luella Wipke has it up top, back right side to Gooch. Gooch into the lane to Kellstrom. Back outside, and miscommunication will lead to an over and back as Mia Wipke and Luella Wipke were in the same spot and both just kind of avoided it. And so now a chance for Roscommon. They've got it as close as 4. Now it's at 5. They have a chance to cut it to either 3 or 2. Right side. Driving into the lane. Now it's popped out to Carper. Mid-range jumper off glass. No good. Umphrey in the lane. Blocked. And it'll be off the Owls.
Certainly looks like she got hammered on the arm when she was trying to put that up, Bradley. But no call, but the Bucks will get the ball underneath the Oscoda glass.
Kaufman right side to Traver. Back to Kaufman, who barely got herself back in. Traver out to Kaufman. Pump fake 3. They just do not like to shoot the outside shot. They do not want to do it. Snyder left side to Traver. Cross court Kaufman. Pump fake a deep 3. Back up top Snyder, right side Kaufman. Back up top Snyder, trying to work it around the 2-3 zone. Just two people just working with the basketball right now. The Owls cutting everything else off. It's just Kaufman and Snyder. Kaufman for 3. Knock it down!
Big bucket there by little Zoe Kaufman. 2-point game, Bradley.
First 3 of the night by Roscommon makes it 28-26, and the Owls turn it over. Here comes Carper down the lane for Roscommon. Floater blocked. Into the out of bounds off the Owls.
What a gutsy little performance. I tell you what, you got to like this Madison Snyder that's been in the game the full night. With her leg brace on, a full leg brace. She's a gamer, and you can tell she handles the ball well when she's in.
Controlling the offense. Left side, Kaufman for 3 in the lead. Good! It's 29-28. Timeout, Oscoda on WKJC, your power station for sports. Two threes by Zoe Kaufman. Gives Roscommon their first lead of the night, 29-28. They back out of the press, which surprises me a lot here as Oscoda with the basketball.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Brad.
Left side, Mia Wipke into Backstrom. Backstrom out to Kellstrom. Kellstrom dribbles into a mid-range jumper. No good. Rebound Kaufman. 6 minutes remaining. 29-28, Roscommon. They're on a 17-6 run. Up top, it is Terry, right side, Huntley, and as they just kind of take the air out of the basketball, it's what they've been doing all night on defense. Slow and steady, bounce pass into Umphrey, over the top of two people, no good. Rebound, Backstrom gets it, and she'll go to Luella Wipke. And the Owls will bring it up, trailing by 1, left wing, Kellstrom. Dribbles into a mid-range jumper. No good. Short again. Rebound by Helene.
Maybe we should see the Thunderbolt stall here.
Kaufman with the basketball up top. I mean, that's why they've been playing offense all day. It's why there's only, 58 points in this game, 57 points. And Coach Kaufman says, slow it down.
Yeah, this is...
Slow it down.
You could see the Mayo Thunderbolt stall right here and make Oscoda come out and foul him and make this into a foul game at the end.
Well, Roscommon throws it away. Luella Wipke throws it away, or gets them to throw it away with ball pressure. Luella Wipke, left side, Ava Gooch. Now to Ellie Kellstrom, corner 3. Short again. Rebound comes down to Helene. As it'll be Terry jogging it across to Helene. She stops with the basketball, goes back out to Terry. 4.5 minutes to play. 29-28 Roscommon.
Well, we didn't write the script. We're just following it, Bradley, but who'd have thought?
Inside Umphrey. Umphrey up, no good. Rebound, Backstrom. Here come the Owls. Luella Wipke with it. Can somebody for the Owls get going here? Right side. Carper and Mia Wipke fighting. Turned over. Carper, and now a travel. Carper dragging her foot. Kind of got caught back there. Probably would have been a good time for a timeout for Roscommon. Just to hold the basketball. Either way, Owl basketball. 4 minutes remaining. Luella Wipke dribbles up by the half court line on the left side. Goes to the corner. Mia Wipke. Mia Wipke back up top to Luella. Cross to Ava Gooch. Ava Gooch dribbles in. Elbow jumper. Got the roll. Owls lead.
Free throw line extended. Nice puppy. Oscoda back up top by one.
30-29. Back to the press. Where they've forced so many turnovers. Can they get one here? Yes. Stolen by the Owls. Luella Wipke will bring it up slowly for the Owls. No official is counting, so she can take even more than 10 seconds if she'd like. Ava Gooch has the basketball. Right side, Mia Wipke into Backstrom. Off her foot and turned over. Just went to dribble it and dribble it off her own foot. 30-29 Owls. Roscommon with the basketball.
I think they got to get the ball inside to Carper here. Not Umphrey. Umphrey hasn't shown the touch.
Carper has it outside at the three-point line. Goes left side to Terry. Now she'll take her space back down on the block. Right side, Helene dribbling with Luella Wipke. Back up top, Umphrey. Left side, Carper. Carper, left side. Terry for two, no good. Rebound, Umphrey. Back outside, Kaufman. Now mid-range jumper, Helene for the lead. No! And a rebound pulled down by Wipke. Mia Wipke hands it to Luella. 2.5 minutes to play.
1 point game here at the Owl's Nest. Glad you joined us tonight.
2:20, Luella Wipke just dribbling out by the half court line. Maybe the Owls going into a bit of a stall. Up top, Ava Gooch. They tell her to spread out. Ava Gooch guarded by Kaufman tightly. Bounce pass, Kellstrom. Kellstrom out to Luella Wipke. Cross to Ava Gooch. Inside, Backstrom. Working on Carper, who's done a tremendous job on her. Outside, Luella Wipke. Timeout. Owls take one with them. 30-29, Oscoda and WKJC, your power station for sports. Mia Wipke will inbound for the Oscoda Owls. Owls lead 30-29, 1:55 to play in our contest. Luella Wipke with the basketball on the right side. The nervous energy in the building. Everybody very, very quiet right now with the Owls on offense. Luella Wipke to Mia Wipke. Back to Luella. And a foul by Kaufman. She tried to jump it. Sixth team foul.
Yeah, good aggressive defense by the Bucks, so I like it. I like it. Nothing wrong with that there.
Owls have got to go forward. I'm all with, if you want to stall, that's fine. But you've got to give, that end line is just a third defender, sixth defender, I should say, for Roscommon. Into the backcourt, Luella Wipke. And now Mia Wipke out at the volleyball line, just standing, no one guarding her. And she is tripped. She'll go to the line to shoot a one-on-one. And she tried to dribble away from pressure.
And that was an unintentional trip, but a trip nonetheless.
So Mia Wipke will go to the line. She's got to make the first to get the second. 1:28 remaining in this district semifinal.
And really, if you're the Bucks right now, you got to get the ball back sooner or later. So might as well do it now, you know what I mean?
Free throw good by Mia Wipke. Yep. And let's face, while albeit they've had a good second half, they still have only 29 points, so it's not like offense has been coming easy. Get the ball back as many times as you can. Oscoda will take a timeout if Mia Wipke makes it. She does. There it is. It is 32-29 Oscoda on WKJC, your power station for sports. Oscoda, 1:28 to play in our fourth quarter of this district semifinal. Roscommon with the basketball, down three. Girls Division III. District 68. They get it up to Carper. Carper will kick it out. Right side, Kaufman. Kaufman dribbling on the right side. Gets a screen by Humphrey. She'll drive inside. Helene, left-hand layup. And it's a one-point game. Timeout, Roscommon. Back in 30 on WKJC, your power station for sports.
Now they'll come with the pressure.
103 remaining in our fourth quarter. And as you just heard Kurt say, now it is a press year for Roscommon. We've got a stoppage and conversation with the coaches now. And now we're ready to go. Mia Wipke will get the basketball. One-point lead, 32-31, Oscoda. And she'll get it up to Luella Wipke. Quickly to Backstrom, two-on-one. Backstrom fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Backstrom with the energy. She just ran over Humphrey.
You know what? I'm not going to say there's good fouls, but that was a good foul.
It's a good foul.
Yeah. I mean, Humphrey stood in there. Madison did. She got over there, got in the way, and gave Backstrom anything but an easy layup. And now she got to earn it, right?
Absolutely was a blocking foul. She was over there late. But, yeah, she made sure that Backstrom had to hit her as Backstrom scores only 3 points on the night.
Crazy.
For Kingsley Backstrom, who averages 16 and a half. Second free throw, no good. That was the coach you just heard yell at you. That is hilarious. 33-31. It is Oscoda with the lead. Terry goes left side, Kaufman into Carper. Carper over the left shoulder for the tie, no good. Rebound comes out to Helene, back out to Kaufman. 40 seconds remaining. A three takes the lead, two ties it for Roscommon here in the district semifinal. Kaufman in lane, and she will travel. Took that extra step on the Euro.
They didn't give her the Euro step that time, Bradley. They rung her up.
One extra.
Now they need the ball.
Foul will send them to the line, and Wipke will get fouled.
Yep.
And go to the line to shoot the last one and one for the Owls.
Yes. Zoe Kaufman give her a little shove to get her to the line, because there's no other way they're getting the ball back.
So Wipke can make it a two-possession game if she makes both free throws. Yes, having a conversation with the coach, who I don't think liked that foul call, and you heard me hesitate. I didn't like it either. I mean, they've been letting those kind of hand checks go all night.
Yeah.
But now they let it, now they are having it go. So now it is 1-1.
It's 1-1.
Pushes on, four, Kaufman, which the table had. But they wanted to make, I think somebody said 24. So they just wanted to make sure that it was correct. Wipke makes the first.
Big clutch free throw there.
So now one more to make it a two-possession game for Mia Wipke. 34-31, 24.4 left. Second free throw, no good. But Mia Wipke will almost get the rebound, knocked out of bounds by Roscommon. Timeout. Oscoda take one with them. Back in 30 on WKJC, your power station for sports. On Oscoda with just a few seconds left here in our fourth quarter. And Kurt, are you fouling immediately? You trying to get a steal with 20 seconds or so left? Because I'm not fouling right away. I don't want to give him two free throws.
I like what I call my three-second rule. You know, with there's 22 seconds left in the game, I like 3 seconds, try to get the steal first. But
you got to make sure somebody tells the official we're not fouling right away. You got to tell the official else they're going to call a foul on anything you do, because they're looking for it. Kelstrom will inbound and throw it up to Wipke, and just immediately going to take the foul is Kaufman.
Well, that was that might not even have been the plan from Coach Kaufman, but Zoe Kaufman, who I'm going to go on the limb and say it's probably his daughter, decided to go out and foul anyhow as soon as the ball came down. So
Samia Wipke gets two free throws.
Yeah, it took 1 second off the clock. Wipke at the line, misses the first, still a three-point game.
Still one possession game, that all-important one possession. They're going to keep both rebounders in, the Owls are. So Wipke to make it a two-possession game. Good.
Four-point game now, and they'll back off. No press here. 20 seconds. They got to move it.
And they didn't roll it in. They definitely could have rolled it in. Kaufman gets a screen. Drives inside. Layup. She is fouled. And we'll go to the line to shoot two. 11.7 seconds remaining. If she makes these two, it gets interesting for the Owls because you know Roscommon will press. Foul on Wipke, her third, team fifth, so no foul issues for the Owls.
Zoe Kaufman will be at the line, needs to make them.
First one by Kaufman, good. 18 points on the night for Kaufman, 7 in the fourth quarter. Roscommon will take a timeout if they make this. Second free throw, no good. Rebound by Kaufman, who then gives it up to Wipke. And now they got a foul. The clock's not moving. The clock isn't rolling. Now it rolls. It's not stopped. Now it stops at 7. And we are going to have a foul.
Going to have a mess on our hands here now.
Oh, man. Clock didn't run. Then it kept running.
It's probably
late.
About right.
It really is.
It's probably about right where it is right now. But going to be a discussion, all three officials together. It never turned on after the missed shot, and then it never shut off after the whistle.
Kaufman got the rebound, tried to dribble, and dribbled it right into the arms of Mia Wipke. And then clock never ran during that time, so they talked about it. They're going to put some time either on the clock or take time off the clock. 7 seconds even is what's on there right now. And they're going to run it to 5 point even. Five even. That is 2 huge seconds off the board for Roscommon.
It is. If they make the first free throw, it won't matter.
This is going to be pretty much over if Wipke knocks on one of these free throws. And she knocks that one down. And that is going to just about seal it.
Yep, 4 point game, 5 seconds left.
And the Owls will have no rebounders. And it looks like they're going to find a way to win this game.
Without many points from Kelsey Baxlin. I mean, Kingsley
Second
Baxlin.
Second free throw. No, good. That's actually the better thing. Stanley can inbound. There's the shot. And no good from half court. Yes, good. Owls survive. 36-32 over Roscommon. On WKJC, your power station for sports.